Hello, and welcome to the Friendship Quest. This is a podcast.
Thank you, John.
That's my contribution, I'm done.
Oh, well, okay. One man show now.
Oh. What? I expected you to beg for me to come back.
No, why would I do that?
I'm the soul of the show.
Oh, John.
I carry this team.
That's nice that you think that.
How's it going? We're in a funny mood.
Yeah.
But a different funny mood from last time.
Very different. I think this will be a slightly more chill episode.
But it's going to go to some weird places.
Oh.
I hope so.
Okay.
That's what I come here for.
We're recording very soon after the last one, just because of recording issues.
Issues.
You know, scheduling, like, I'm such a busy person.
We're such business people.
Which means if we don't see your comment or question or anything this time...
We will answer it at some point.
Yeah, we'll get to it.
So there's not much new, sorry, but thank you anyway. Well, there are some new things, aren't there?
Yes, there are.
Let's look at the new things.
Okay, so our last episode was on... what? How can we make interesting cinema?
How can we make interesting cinema? It's a great episode.
Yes.
One of the best.
And a lot of people in the comments are talking about Infinity War because I talked about that and how, you know, that was a very stressful experience. Somebody said they left the theatre angry after Infinity War. They could not believe their eyes. Mm. Angry. I was angry after Endgame. Not in a, like, angry... at the movie.
Yeah.
Like, it was a good movie.
I enjoyed Infinity War because I didn't really care about the characters beforehand.
We also have... we also have Rian, who says, thank you so much for answering my question. It means a lot. Sorry it was hard to answer. Love your opinions on film and TV and wanted to know more. It wasn't that hard. It was a great question.
It's a good question. I think we did say it was a difficult question.
Yeah, in the sense that... But it was a lot to think about.
It was a challenging question.
Yes.
And that what makes a good podcast.
Yes, that's what we're about
here. So thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Somebody said, why do I find these videos oddly satisfying? I don't know.
That's a strange observation.
Yeah. I don't know why they'd be satisfying.
I think there's something satisfying about how your lips don't quite match what they're saying.
John, that's so rude. I try so hard.
No, they do look good.
I try.
That's why they're so satisfying.
Okay.
The audio is lovely and crisp.
Somebody for Infinity War. I entered the cinema feeling happy and normal. Walked out feeling dizzy with confusion and shock.
Yes. Yeah, sums it up.
And then, oh, Rian again. Agree with what you were saying. I watched The Vampire Diaries and every character dies 10 times but always manages to come back and annoyed me.
Yeah.
I've never watched The Vampire Diaries, so I can't vibe with that, but I know I can picture exactly what you're saying.
I can imagine exactly what happens.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's not good writing, potentially.
Yeah, yeah.
Depending on the plot.
Somebody, once again back to Infinity War, we're hopping back and forth. Said,
hopping back and forth.
Have you got to bring me down?
Yeah.
Okay. But that year went on for ages, as in like the year in between Infinity War and Endgame.
It did feel like
that
a
was
very
a long year.
Time. Yeah.
Yeah, and somebody put, this is relatable. Thank you.
Oh.
Making relatable content.
We
John.
Are relatable. That's why we do a podcast.
Thank you.
With no new emails.
Well, in the last two days.
So, but keep sending them in. Keep sending things in. We will see them. There'll probably be more stuff next time to talk about because it'll be a longer period of time since we're recorded. So make sure to send something in. We will see it. We see everything. Don't think you can escape us.
Send us stuff at thefriendshipquest@gmail.com or give us a voice message on Anchor.
And we might feature you in an episode that's named after you.
Oh.
But only if your name also happens to be a good question.
Yeah. If your name is a question.
That is the most useful credential of all.
Okay, right. John.
Hello.
Let's get going.
Welcome to the Friendship Quest.
That's not what I meant.
Ah, our question is here.
It's arrived. Oh, that's good. It almost didn't arrive on time.
Yeah. Ding. Ah, the question's ready. It's finished cooking. Ah, bring it out of the oven. What's the question today? The question today, why? You want me to say the question, but you didn't set it up right. You didn't ask me what the question was. You sort of turned to me.
I was going to, but then you kept going, and I've never seen you so manic before.
If this enters into the episode, that's going to be a record. So, let's try this again. We'll set it up. Ding! The question's ready.
Oh! Doing what is it, John? What is our question?
The question today is, what is the scariest thing?
That's the scariest thing.
Me is the scariest thing.
Done.
I like to think so. Do you want to be scary?
That scared me.
I'm gonna harken before we get into the scary things.
Yeah,
you got a TikTok comment last time that said you were someone was scared of you.
Yes.
How does that make you feel?
That's pretty powerful.
You like it? You said you've heard that a lot.
I have heard that a lot. I've heard it from people like a year after I've met them, you know, being like,
oh,
it will like be quite close, and then they'll be like, when I first met you, I was really intimidated by you and I was like avoiding you basically. So, you know, then it's like, oh, okay. But then they find out I'm nice.
Nice. okay, but do you enjoy the power you have over people
for a split second? Yeah, because I don't think I'm like generally a scary person.
But it feels like you have some sort of assertiveness.
Yeah, so it's nice for a second to think, oh, okay, cool.
I intimidated them.
Yeah.
Do you think I'm scary?
Sometimes.
Oh, were you scared of me when you first met me?
No.
I wasn't scared of you.
I'm clarify. Not surprised. when I met you, no. Because I think you take time to become scary.
Oh.
Because you're scarier when you're just being a bit strange. And
I have to warm up to it.
Yeah. You weren't scared. You were quiet when we played Monopoly. We played Monopoly on the first night we met. Because that's what all the cool kids do when they first move to uni.
That's what we do.
They play Monopoly. And I don't particularly remember you at that because you were very quiet.
Yeah.
You were just winning Monopoly.
I was just winning the game. I was there for Monopoly, not to make friends.
Yeah, so no, you didn't scare me.
Well, you should have been intimidated.
By your Monopoly.
By my Monopoly skill.
Right, okay. Well.
Now that's out the way.
I don't think either of us are scary.
No, I think we're quite approachable. Tell us, are you scary or are we scary? At thefriendshipquest@gmail.com.
Thank you.
I wonder if we're scary to some people because we're older than them. I don't think kids are scared of us.
No, I also don't think that.
However, I was always scared of the older children at school.
Oh, wait. Yeah, let's talk about this for a second.
Okay.
Because it does link, I promise.
What?
No, I'm not just going off on one. At secondary school,
mm-hmm.
when I was in year 7,
yes.
first year of secondary school, that's age 10 to 11. 11 to 12. Year 7. Terrified of any child older than me.
Yes.
Especially sixth formers.
Oh, sixth formers. For those, well, those would be like high schoolers in America, right?
Well, they're the top age range, so that's 16 to 18.
Yeah, 16 to 18 year olds.
Terrifying to little 11 year old me. And that was how it was, you know. My year group, as we grew older, you know, we always respected the year above us. We held them in high regard, and we kept moving up. And I was very excited to get to a point where I would be in sixth form, and I would be
the scary,
the
one.
Big name in the school. You know, I'm marching around the corridors. Yeah, I'm top of the school. What happened? In the
scared.
Meantime, in those like 6 years, that meant year sevens decided they owned the school. You're 11. Back down, mate. Why aren't you scared of me? They would push me in the corridor, so I'm 17.
Geez.
I'm like pushing through. I'm scared of the year sevens.
To be fair, they were scary. I don't know if it changed or not, because it's really hard to tell. Obviously, it sounds like we were both the meek year sevens.
Yeah.
Maybe the more outspoken year sevens were always a bit more rowdy.
I think it was a generation thing.
I did notice it, but yeah, it's hard to say.
Oh, just, it's so upsetting.
Yeah. I wanted to inflict fear.
But
and,
no.
And yet I am scared.
Yeah, I was scared. Let's move on. Yep. And look at some more general fears.
Okay.
And then we'll limit it down to us.
We'll zone in.
So I'm on the 10 most common fears that people have. So these are phobias.
What website is this?
I don't know.
ABC.
Oh.
XYZ.
Mm, thank you. I'm just going to say thank you at any point that you irritate me.
Those are numbers.
Right. So it starts off with social phobias.
Mm.
That's just anxiety. Is that a phobia? I wouldn't count that as a phobia, but I guess it
would fit.
Oh, is
it saying social phobias is a phobia? Like,
well,
it's just sort of grouping anxiety and
yeah,
stuff.
It's just like anxiety and... Well, it's grouped anxiety with being self-conscious, and those aren't the same things, I would like to clarify.
Yeah, they're trying to zone in on a specific area of anxiety, perhaps.
Yeah.
Maybe it could have been phrased better.
I don't know. That's interesting. I'm not sure whether anxiety counts as a... I don't feel like that's a phobia, because...
No, I feel like some...
Yeah,
some...
there's all sorts going on there, yeah. Not just like... You are scared, irrationally scared of this thing.
Yeah, I think some people's anxiety manifests itself in a social setting.
Yeah. So I don't know about that one. I'm a skip that one.
But it's certainly common. Certainly common to be scared of talking to new people or in new social situations.
Okay. Next one, agoraphobia. So that's fear of open spaces.
Yes.
Which I've heard of a lot.
I've heard it. Yeah, it's a lot, especially if you're sort of. If you've recently had some trauma or something outside, it makes you scared to leave the house because your house is safe, for example. And also, I feel like I get a bit scared when I look at the sky.
Really?
This is completely different. It's not, not trying to say I have it. But I get scared when I think about things that are too big.
Oh, my mum hates space.
Hmm.
She can't deal with it.
I shouldn't have been a physicist.
No. My mum can't cope with space. It's too big. It doesn't make any sense to her. She can't cope with it.
And I think you get a similar thing if you were imagining yourself stranded in the ocean or, you know.
So, yeah, I have a thing about the ocean. I don't have a thing about the sky or space or anything like that. I think because I can't imagine it at all, it's completely beyond, like, my perspective. I think about it and I'm like, well... What's going on there?
Space?
Who
needs it?
So it doesn't really scare me because it's just... I can't even, like, begin to comprehend it. Whereas the ocean is unacceptable. And I think we'll get there at some point. We'll get on to that. The next one. Acrophobia. Fear of heights. Guilty.
I get a bit, you know, jelly-legged
up on
the cliffs.
I am scared of heights.
But I'm all right.
And then people are like, but are you scared of heights or are you scared of falling? Stop talking about falling.
This is not the conversation to be having with me right now.
Yeah, I'll be like on top of like a tall... A tower, I don't know. Don't know when I've been on top of a tall tower. Then people will be like, but you're not really scared of heights, you're just scared of falling. And it's like, go away.
Or do you get that thing where, you know, when your mind sort of plays out a scenario that's really bad, and something you shouldn't do, like pushing a toddler into the train tracks.
Yeah.
Normal things. I get that when I'm not particularly scared of heights, but sometimes when I'm standing in a high position, I think, oh, what if I jumped off? Or what if I, you know, leaned too far
off? That's quite a common thing.
Yeah, and then that makes me really retract and feel, oh, I hate that.
Yeah. I get that, but also...
But I think vertigo or whatever. Acrophobia?
Acrophobia.
That's probably a more serious thing.
So this is mentioned escalators as well, yes.
Oh,
escalators.
That's
interesting. Yeah.
Scary.
But especially because if you fall, you keep falling.
What, an escalator?
Yeah.
Is it like you just get trapped at the bottom? What are you thinking of?
Escalators.
Escalators, like the stairs.
Yeah, because if you fall...
Yeah.
You just keep getting, you keep getting bounced
like you're,
up.
You're imagining that you're like trapped at the bottom of an escalator just continually like spinning as it goes past.
I'm not getting whipped under the escalator.
No, but like you're like at the bottom and you're just trapped there.
Yeah.
Falling eternally.
Yes.
That's not how it works.
I don't know how to say this. Pteromechanophobia.
Pteromechanophobia.
Fear of flying, also guilty, so but similar to me. Well,
so fear
no, actually,
of
it's not the
planes,
same.
I'm guessing.
Yes, okay. It mentions planes. That so I hate planes.
You hate planes. What do you hate about planes?
They will crash and kill me.
But what about knowing they're safer than every other mode of transport?
I don't like transport.
Okay.
Because I've thought about it, and people will be like, yeah, but cars are... actually like more dangerous. Trust me, I know I've been hit by one, like I am aware, but I think it comes down to I am scared of all modes of transport, but if I'm just more used to one, like I'm in a car every day, well used to be, not anymore, but
yeah, I get that.
I'm just used to that being a part of my life, whereas planes, that's a very unusual experience.
Yeah,
where like once a year max I'm getting, well,
yeah, yeah.
I guess twice a year because I'm going to fly there and fly back. But I'm going to get on a plane.
Yeah.
And it's not okay.
Yeah, I haven't flown that many times, but every time I have, you know, you can't help think. Because it's such an event as well.
Yeah.
It's not as casual as getting a car ride. I'm sure there are people that fly all the time that have no problem with it. And I'm sure if I did fly all the time, I'd forget about it. Personally, I would. Obviously, it's different for everyone else. But... you know, it's safe. It's okay.
If I distract myself,
yeah,
I'm okay. Takeoff and landing, I just have to just hold on for dear life and yeah. I'll be okay. I remember one time we were on a plane and there was huge turbulence.
Mm.
And there was just like one moment where we just dropped in the sky. That was unacceptable.
That would be really scary. Luckily, I've never had to experience that. But yeah.
Yeah.
Not fun.
Don't like planes.
Fair enough.
We have claustrophobia, which is fear of enclosed spaces.
Oh, that's not Santa Claus.
very well known. Which I get that one. Like,
yeah,
as in I understand
it.
I'm not claustrophobic, but I can understand.
That's one that. I think is as well as, I don't know, all these things are sort of on a scale, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously people really do suffer from it. But I think everyone can relate to the feeling of being in an entrapped space and not liking
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and I can understand, like, sort of where that fear sort of grows from.
Yeah.
Because there could be dangerous situations where you're trapped in small... I get that. That makes sense. Entomophobia?
Entomophobia, fear of insects. Yeah.
I don't like insects. I'm not scared. I'm scared of spiders. That's
arachnophobia,
yeah,
isn't it?
Which is being included in here, I believe.
Okay.
Absolutely 100% scared of spiders. I'm not necessarily scared of insects. I'm scared of killing insects.
Yes. Oh, I forgot about this. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm terrified of spiders, but I can't kill them.
Mm. They hold too much power.
There's just something about it. I can't do it.
Yeah.
It really sets me off.
I just don't understand, because it is so common to hate spiders and hate insects. Mm. And I don't understand why we have that fear, because realistically, they're not dangerous most of the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they can be, but is that why we're scared of them?
I just feel like spiders is one that's talked about so much.
Yeah.
That, like, children just pick it up.
Yeah, I wonder if that's true, like, if your kids sort of get...
Because then you got, like, imagine Harry Potter and the giant spiders in that, that are, like, put there because spiders are scary,
yeah.
And then children develop fears from that. You know, I feel like that's something that we are grown to have a fear
yeah,
of.
Yeah, oh, that's so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say you don't learn anything on this podcast.
But yeah, I don't know why I can't. Why I have such a thing about, like,
killing them.
Squishing them.
Mm. I don't really, yeah, I don't like insects, but I don't have a problem with, you know, taking them out. In a metaphorical or literal sense.
Okay.
Mm.
I didn't know that this is what it was called. Ophidiophobia?
Yeah.
Fear of snakes.
Indiana Jones.
I don't like snakes.
I don't have a fear of them.
I'm not, I'm... iffy about it. I'm not sure whether I do.
I'd say
I've never really met a snake properly.
I've met snakes. I have a rational caution of snakes.
Yeah.
I mean, like all these things, obviously some of these things are actually scary in certain situations. Mm-hmm. And it's a bit much to say it's a phobia.
Yeah.
You know.
Because it has to have an irrational element to be a phobia.
A proper fear response on site, yeah. I guess. So, you know, I wouldn't want a venomous snake chasing after me. I think that's fair to say. But, you know, I reckon I could, you know, kick it. You're supposed to get a stick. You're supposed to, like, pin them by their neck or something.
Yeah.
Except they're all neck. Whoa.
They don't have a neck. Oh, my God.
They probably do have a neck.
Oh.
I don't know.
Anyway, I don't know how to... Is that cynophobia or kynophobia? Fear of dogs.
Like canine? Kine? I don't know.
I don't know. Fear of dogs.
Cynophobia.
That, I think a fear of dogs generally stems from being attacked by a dog as a child.
Yeah.
The only people I've ever heard say that they're scared of dogs are people who have been chased by a dog, attacked by a dog, bit by something.
I used to be really scared of dogs.
Were you chased by a dog?
I probably. Okay. Probably blocked that out. yeah, because we never had pets, like, we never had big pets growing up, so I never really got used to them. I mean, I'm fine with them now, but I just have a few distinct memories of, you know, being chased by dogs.
That's sad.
But I can't tell, like, whether the dog started chasing me or I ran and then the dog came after me because I was scared of it in the first place. It's a vicious cycle.
Mm.
Not the worst fear.
Astrophobia, fear of storms.
Mm.
I like lightning and thunder.
Okay, that's
yeah, that's quite common. I feel like, well, it depends, because this is put down as fear of storms. I think a lot of people who are scared of, like, thunderstorms are scared of loud noises.
Yes.
They're not scared of thunderstorms because they're thunderstorms.
Mm.
They're scared of loud noises. So normally that also ties into fireworks.
Yes, but I suppose if the storm is what you associate with it, it might be a whole new thing.
Although this seems to suggest that lightning is also part of it. So okay. People who are scared of lightning.
I mean, you know what? Again, rationally, I am afraid of lightning.
If a thunderstorm's like nearby, like really close, I do get a bit.
I've camped through a thunderstorm.
Why?
I didn't mean to. It came over here.
I'd leave.
What, out into the thunderstorm?
Yeah.
That's a bad idea. Nothing you can do, really.
And then last on this list is trypanophobia, which is fear of needles.
Oh, I can sort of see that.
My mum has a fear of needles.
Really?
Well, she has a fear of sort of anything.
Really outing
blood.
Your mum in this one.
Sorry. fear of, like, anything blood, just injury,
yeah,
illness, needle, well, not illness, she's fine, but like anything in the hospital,
right? Yeah, I mean, again, that's probably not too bizarre. I don't want to be seeing all that.
Yeah, but fear of needles is, I feel like I'm the sort of person who should have a fear of needles. I just strike myself as somebody who would have a fear of needles. I don't. Chill. I'm chill about it.
You've overcome. Needles. Can I tell you a fear I have?
Yes.
That I definitely have.
Yes.
This is the only phobia I could say 100% I have this phobia.
Okay.
It's trypophobia.
Do you actually?
Yeah.
Do so you actually, though?
Yes.
Okay.
It's the worst thing ever.
I mean, it gives me the shivers a little bit, but it's the thing where you got holes and like
lots of little holes grouped together. And like, you can Google at your own caution if you've never heard of it, but you can find all sorts of horrible things.
It's a bit freaky, even if you don't, because like,
yeah, they're supposed to be unsettling and disturbing images anyway.
Yeah,
but looking at it, like, I want to be sick. I want to run away. I hate it.
That's wild.
That's the worst thing. That's probably the only real phobia I could ever say I have.
Okay.
Without accidentally insulting someone who actually has the phobia.
I definitely have a fear of the deep ocean.
Yes, I've heard a lot of people say this as well.
Absolutely. And I don't know when it started, because I've gone on amazing holidays where I've been snorkeling.
Mm.
we've gone out, we've done all sorts, and it wasn't so much of a problem. It's always sort of been there a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I've always been a bit cautious when we went snorkeling and the boat was out in the middle of the ocean, nothing around.
Yeah.
That I was apprehensive.
Oh.
Good word.
Word of the day.
But it was cool.
Yeah.
And I could do it and it was fine. I didn't go too far from the boat, but we saw a stingray.
Ooh.
We swam along with the stingray.
That's great.
It was very cool. But now...
You wouldn't do it.
What? No. Terrifying. Really? Why would I ever do that? Not okay.
What's going to happen?
Oh, but there's okay. So many things okay. In the ocean,
we don't
John.
Have to think about it.
John,
you
there's
don't want
so
to.
Many things. They so, could just appear. What if I'd been there and something had just appeared? You can't see. It's so big. There are so many things in the ocean. I look at it. I can't see in it. And there are so many things in it.
Wait to hear about space.
But space...
No, I understand. I can understand that to some extent. And whenever I've been in the ocean, I have been... There's always a fear that, you know... Yeah, if you can't see your legs or, you know, something's going to grab you.
Mm.
But I'm not... I wouldn't say it's an irrational fear I have.
No, I... Ocean, scary.
Have you like looked up the pictures of...
Yes.
Do you get scared by those?
Yes.
Same response.
Unacceptable.
See, I don't get that at all. So that we're like reverse there with trypophobia and
yeah.
The deep ocean. I have a hard time distinguishing fear and disgust sometimes, I think.
Oh, you okay.
Know, like an Inside Out. They're different things.
Yeah.
That's what Inside Out taught me. But then, thinking about, like, medical things...
Yeah.
I can't tell if I'm scared of it or if I'm just disgusted by it. Because obviously we have an inbuilt repulsion to, like, you know, death and disease. But I can't tell if I'm actually scared when I see it.
My mum is scared she will faint.
Yeah. No, I'm not doubting that. But so... I don't know where I lie. I reckon I sort of sit more in the middle between fear and disgust right. when I see that sort of thing. Whereas I think the normal response is probably, or the intentional response is probably disgust. Because you're supposed to like look at a corpse and think, ugh, disease. Run away, animal instincts, you know?
Yeah.
But not like be in fear of it. I don't know.
It doesn't bother me at all.
Really?
I used to
not
have a slight fear of my own blood.
Okay.
So if I cut myself a bit, that would upset me.
Yeah.
Other people couldn't care less, which is nice.
Good.
Not a problem anymore.
Yeah. So I get a bit like, so we've both watched The Walking Dead, for example.
Yeah.
And I imagine you finding it a lot easier to watch than me.
I don't. Do you know what? Right. Okay. The thing, because I do watch a lot of gruesome kind of things.
Yes.
And they don't bother me particularly until it's sharp things. So like broken glass.
Oh.
Really upsets me. Really upsets me.
Really?
In TV shows where people are walking on it or something not very nice with broken glass.
That's interesting.
Things like that will upset me. Pins. Not really needles, pins.
Pins.
Yeah.
Mm.
That would also upset me. So I watched The Great British Sewing Bee.
Okay.
The first season when I was watching it, those people, they don't care. Pins everywhere. They're just being so nonchalant, like grabbing things.
Right.
Pins There's everywhere. Pins. I was sat there freaking out. Why are you being so chill about
I don't
it?
Have
You're
going to
stab
that.
Yourself with a pin.
I don't have an issue with that.
I got over that.
Yeah. I used to be a bit scared of sewing machines.
They're quite scary.
In our first ever textiles class in year 7, my friend next to me, something was wrong with his machine and he put his hand on it. He stood up, stepping on the pedal. You can imagine what happened to his finger. I think he went to hospital after that.
Oh my God.
He was fine, but I never looked at a sewing machine the same way again. But I was already a bit scared of them. I didn't want to... Yeah, that freaks me out a bit. So, do you have a problem with, like, knives and blades?
Less so.
Okay. Because I know people that, like, they have no problem with, like, gunfights.
Yeah, or chill. That's violence. Chill. But, like, I'd put that... that's fine.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine.
Then knives.
As soon as it comes to, like, stabby stabby.
But then objects that aren't supposed to attack you and are sharp.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, when people... If there's, like, something sharp that they need to grab for whatever reason in a movie, and, like, they have to grab it, it's sharp. Ha! No. No.
Okay. That's interesting.
Can't explain it. It's very specific.
It's very specific.
Talking about specific phobias,
oh,
I've got a list of unusual phobias.
Okay, okay.
Which includes fear of peanut butter sticking to the roof of your mouth. If you have any of these coming up, please let us know, because I would be intrigued.
Yeah.
I can understand.
I mean,
it's an uncomfortable feeling, a fear of it.
I kind of enjoy it, to be honest. It's one of the it's one of the pleasures of eating peanut butter, is the lovely smacking and the mouthfeel of peanut butter to me is very good.
No, but a fear of it is interesting. Does that mean you just, I assume you'd never have peanut butter? Does it carry across into other food things? Like, I feel sandwiches stick to the roof of your mouth quite a lot.
I have to assume that these sorts of things sort of tie back to, again, some sort of past incident where something, either you associate it with it because it's unrelated, or just, you know, I don't know. I don't understand the peanut butter one.
It's
I can understand
very specific, because it's not things sticking to the roof of your mouth. It's peanut butter.
And it's not even just peanut butter, because I can imagine, like, the smell or the taste of a certain food triggering something in you that is linked to a past experience. That makes sense, especially strong smells like garlic or oranges or mint. Yeah. But then that is a very specific sensation. I mean, we could be, I could be totally wrong, I have no idea, so please let us know.
Then there's fear of long words, which I'm only pointing out because the phobia for, if you have this phobia,
we're so sorry.
I'm about to say a long word, so just be prepared. I'm sorry. Well, I'm gonna try anyway. Sesquipedalophobia.
See, I've heard a longer word for it, or maybe
have
it was
you?
Like a fear of spelling long words. I don't know. I think there's some variation of it, but yes,
I
all
mean,
versions
rip
of
those
it are
people.
Long words.
Fear of having objects to your right.
I don't understand that.
That's wild.
But is it like a... So they, what are they talking about? Driving?
Yeah, well, they're saying it could make it hard to drive.
Oh.
Because you're going to have... Well, in America... No. They're saying if you drive in the fast lane, you'd have vehicles to
see.
The right.
Well, if you... Yeah, if you drive here, you always have things to your right.
So that's dextrophobia. Levophobia is fear of things to the left.
Hmm. I wonder how many cases there are of that.
I have a thing... This isn't a fear... But I have a thing where when I'm walking, if I feel something on a certain part of my, let's say, right foot, I have to recreate that same feeling, same part of my left foot.
That, to me, is unusual.
But I've heard other people...
I've heard other people say similar... Well, it sounds like a sort of compulsive thing, right?
Yeah. And then if the feeling I recreate on my left foot by walking a certain way is doesn't quite match up, like maybe I missed, I got a different part of my left foot, well, I still have to recreate that thing that happened on my right foot for my left foot, but now I've got to recreate that new thing on the other foot. It's kind of an endless cycle. It's a bit sad.
That sounds horrible.
So when you have, it's not the same as people having like being scared of cracks in the pavement, you know that?
What, step on a crack, break your mama's back?
Haven't heard that saying, but...
That's a rhyme I always heard.
Okay, well, that's the general idea, that people are scared of stepping on cracks in the pavement.
Are people actually scared of that?
Yes.
Oh, I've never encountered
that. It's not the same thing. I can step on them, but I then have to recreate it on the other foot.
I like walking.
I've kind of got better at it.
Yeah. I mean, obviously,
I used to walk very strangely because of it.
Mm.
But it's not a fear.
No.
It's just a strange thing.
I can sort of imagine the satisfaction of that.
It's a symmetry thing.
Yeah.
I found something about it, but I can't remember what it was. But it was something to do with symmetry.
Yeah. No, I have heard similar things.
Fear of stars.
Oh, maybe this is what I have.
It doesn't explain it. How vast and uncontrollable the universe is.
So that's what I get that a bit sometimes. If I'm looking at the night sky, and then I can sort of see, especially if you can see stars or the moon, it just feels really big.
Yeah.
And that I quite sort like of scares that. Me. But I also think that's one of the things that, you know, it's awe.
Yeah, okay.
So it's not a full-blown phobia, but it freaks me out. But then it's kind of intriguing, you know? That's why I want to do physics.
There's fear of laughter.
They wouldn't like this podcast.
This is funny, considering why I was just talking about fear of symmetry.
Fear of symmetry?
So I need things to be symmetrical.
Oh, it's like the opposite.
This is somebody's afraid of it.
Asymmetrophobia is probably what you have.
No.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so asymmetrophobia, on the other hand, have the fear of asymmetrical things, which I don't. I'm not scared.
Yeah. That's interesting, though. I wonder. I can sort of see that. Again, just images you search up. Like, there's an image
like
on the article.
I don't like that image, but...
I mean, I have no issue with the image itself. But, like, you can create all sorts of sort of art pieces that will make you feel a certain way. And that's exactly what, like, these trypophobic things or, like, the images of the deep ocean are, you know? So I wonder if there is a thing where if something's too symmetrical, we don't like it.
Fear of flutes.
Allophobia. Allophobia?
Of all the instruments,
well,
you know?
That is an interesting one. I'm sure there's a fear of every instrument.
Yeah,
but...
I could understand fear of violins.
Why?
Because when they're not played well, John...
They sound bad.
They sound bad. And that's coming from someone who learned the violin for many years and was awful at it the whole time.
Well, as a wannabe flautist, flutes can also sound very bad. I guess maybe it's something about the shrillness of them as well.
Yeah, I can get that.
Well, those are some interesting phobias.
They are.
What do you think's the scariest one?
Out of ones that we've said?
Yeah. Well, so the question is...
Well, the one that I find scariest is the ocean, but that's just me.
So if, of all your fears, that's the number one thing?
Yes, because I think it's got some logic behind it.
Right.
I know that the level, like the amount of my fear is irrational.
Yes.
But it has... a basis
yeah,
to
there
it.
Are scary
whereas
things
my whereas my ocean. Fear of heights comes about at times when I'm not going, like, nothing bad's going to happen here. So climbing wall at school, I remember I would get just not even my height off the ground and I'd start crying. And that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But the ocean.
No, it's a scary place. We should be cautious of it.
Yeah.
So if you could choose to eliminate a fear, would it be that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to swim.
I wish to swim where the fishes do.
Because I really like snorkeling.
Yeah. That is a shame if you can't do it again.
I've gone swimming in loads of cool places. Swim with turtles. That was
turtles.
Cool.
Turtles.
Yeah.
They're scary.
Turtles?
Nah.
No.
Don't want them to bite me.
The stingray was kind of scary.
That sounds a bit scary.
But I kept my distance.
Yeah, of course.
Smart. Smart girl.
I think my biggest fear of those phobias, I guess it's probably something related to, like, the horror movies.
Oh, okay.
You know, because...
You're not very scared of things then, are you?
No, but, like, something about them freaks me out. I guess the fear of being attacked, I don't know, you know.
I feel like I have quite a long list.
Yeah, I don't have many, like, of those phobias I could pick out, I guess.
Because my fear of planes is probably one of the strongest.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
But it just doesn't affect my daily life.
I couldn't say I have a fear of that, I don't think. That's the problem with most of them. I'm quite a cautious person in nature, but I'm not full out fearful of most of these things.
See, fear of attack, like being attacked, is interesting because.
Well, I mean.
Obviously, that's rational.
Yeah,
in a lot of ways.
I couldn't say I have a tremendous irrational fear of anything.
There are plenty of times where I've walked home by myself and it's been a bit dark outside that have been scary, but that's rational because...
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, but then I don't know whether you remember this, John, but in first year of university, I would go to rehearsals and shows and then I'd have to walk back to my flat. Which was like a reasonable, it was a nice walk. There weren't many things that went down there, whereas we're in a lot more of a dodgy area now. But at the time, there was still a bit, there's not many people around, it's quite dark. So I would put up my hoodie, I would tie my hair up in my hoodie, I would put that on, I'd make sure I was already wearing reasonably boyish trousers, and I'd try and walk like a man.
Yeah.
And
good strat.
Try and give off the aura of a man so that I would be safe.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how successful it was. I might have just looked like a weirdo.
Well, I don't think anyone wants to approach a weirdo either.
Yeah, so, you know, either way it worked.
I think there's been a lot of study into that sort of thing about how victims might be chosen by a potential attacker or mugger or anyone.
Mm.
And, like, there's a lot to do with, like, the gait of your walk. And subconsciously, everyone sort of evaluating everyone else to how confident and assertive they seem. So it's not a bad idea to try and make yourself feel more confident, you know.
I thought I was strange, but then I heard more people who do it.
Oh, no, absolutely.
I was like, okay. People being like, oh, the man walk. Yeah. And I was like, okay, cool. We've all got that.
Yeah. I always hated walking home from school when it was dark because I'd stay behind for band practice and then I'd walk home alone and then I'd have to walk by the dodgy park where all my friends got mugged.
Ah,
so that wasn't fun either.
Scary.
I never actually got attacked though, so that's fortunate.
Good.
And I had my saxophone, so I could always, you know,
whack 'em.
Hefty weapon. Yeah, but again, as we say, I think that's very irrational.
Yeah, that's not like a fear, but if we're talking about what's the scariest thing, you know, like in my life,
walking. Yeah. Stranger danger, kids.
There you go. And adults.
And adults, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Even you aren't safe.
Yeah. Well, I'm an adult, John.
I'm an adult.
Okay, that's good.
Am I? Is that the scariest thing? Is that what we decided?
I think, well...
So some people might
say... They're more existential things,
People might say death. Right?
Nah.
You're not scared of death?
Well...
I'm not scared of death. I'm
not currently.
I'm not... could happen. Any moment. I'm not scared of being dead. I'm scared of dying a painful or unpleasant death.
Yeah, I get that.
So I just really don't want to die, like,
I think my fear of death left when I got hit by a car.
Ah, interesting.
But then that's very circumstantial to that kind of thing.
Yes, that's interesting, because I guess it could have gone one of two ways. You might have become desensitized to, fearing for your life as much, or you might have become a lot scareder of cars. And
well,
things.
No, yeah,
know.
My fear of cars has increased.
Yeah.
But fear of death, down.
Well, look at you here. You're fine.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't tell any metals in your face.
Mm-hmm.
It's all worked out for the best.
Yeah, that's one way of looking at it. My other fears stem from the fact that if I wanted to, I don't have to be in that situation, right? Fear of planes.
Right.
I just don't have to get on a plane.
Yes.
Avoidable. Fear of ocean. Just don't go in the ocean. Avoidable.
Easy.
Fear of heights. Why am I climbing a ladder?
Sorted.
Avoidable. Spiders, get out of my room. Avoidable.
Okay.
You know, things like that. Whereas
these
existential things that people talk about, well...
Well, I suppose some people really do fear that. That's why
away. Of course. Just personally, I think that's probably why that's not an issue for me, because, hey-ho.
Hey-ho.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah, I think that's a healthy attitude to life.
For once.
For once, one of these fears is healthy.
Woo! I'm living the high life. healthy. That's exciting.
So you don't have any existential dread outside of that? Do you fear...
Age... Well, I mean, I hate how old I am.
Okay. But do you fear getting old?
Not particularly.
Do you fear God or religion?
No.
No?
No. I fear how long life is.
Wow.
Is that sad?
I think it's a little bit sad coming from a 21-year-old.
Well, that's my... 20... That's it?
I know. You've only done 21
oh
years.
Oh, my God. But that's my point.
You've got a lot more of your sentence left.
I could live my entire life so far again. I'd be 42. Live that again. That 42. 84, John.
You'd be pleased to know that it does speed up.
Does it, though?
Supposedly. Your perception of time, like...
But I don't feel like it has enough.
Well, this has been a particularly slow set of years, this last year. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, difficult to say.
It's just coming up to my 22nd, but I get like this. It's
every
March.
Birthday.
It's March.
It's the tradition.
Uh-oh. Run away from Katie. She's having a moment.
Oh, dear. Do you fear the... I don't know. What we were talking about before, like gamma ray bursts or meteorites or something randomly striking the Earth?
I don't, because I don't think about it.
Yeah.
But when I do, so when it comes up in the news, oh, one will be passing by soon, I'll be like, why?
Oopsie daisy.
Nobody push it.
Yeah. I get that. No, I don't think you can really fear those sorts of things because it would happen so quickly anyway.
Exactly. That's my thing with that as well, because you're not going to feel it, are you?
Well, no.
But also you'd have to remember to fear it, and hey-ho, you're not going to remember anything.
I'm sure it's something that's on some people's minds a lot more, but yeah, for most people, you're just not going to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really worth thinking about it. Don't think about it.
Are you spooked?
Let us know. What's your biggest fear? I reckon we'll get some interesting answers because it feels like something very personal and very individual.
That'd be cool.
Because I think our set of fears are relatively different, you know?
Yeah, which I didn't know.
Mm.
We've grown closer today, John.
Ooh.
Trying to be nice for once. Normally we argue.
That's true. I feel like we've come to a consensus. The scariest thing... is fear itself.
Well,
no,
I guess in a way
it's being uncomfortable, isn't it? It's not feeling.
What is fear? Why didn't we do that?
What is fear?
We should have done that, John. What is fear?
Are we qualified to answer that?
I don't know. It would have been interesting.
Inside Out is all you need to know.
Yeah, done.
It's a little boy that sits in your head and pushes the magic button.
Strange.
Is that the end?
I think so.
Oh. We've already made it. I can't believe it. Time's passing so fast now.
Well, we need to hurry up because I've got cooking on.
Oh.
It's on the hob.
Oh.
We need to go.
Oh.
I got places to be. I got food to eat.
Well, thank you very much for listening to this episode of The Friendship Quest.
Woo.
I don't think we came to a conclusive answer, but that's not always necessary.
We never do. I don't know. At the end of every episode...
We usually try and round it off, don't we?
But we never do, okay, so I don't know why you're acting like this is unique.
Fine. But let us know what you think is the scariest thing, or what fears you have if you feel comfortable sharing them with us. At thefriendshipquest@gmail.com, or leave a comment on Katie's TikTok, or send us a voice message on Anchor of any future questions you may have.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. And don't forget that you can't fear something if you don't remember what you're fearing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
It's true. So try not to remember. Ha 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 ha. Done.
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 Turn it off.